Anna Marie stared up. There were two of them. That meant two helmets, two sets of cold eyes glaring at her, and four tall, shiny boots planted firmly on the sidewalk, blocking her path to home. And it meant two rifles gripped in the hands of the soldiers. She stared at the rifles first. Then, finally, she looked into the face of the soldier who had ordered her to halt. "Why are you running?" the harsh voice asked. His Danish was very poor. 3 years, Anna Marie thought with contempt. 3 years they've been in our country, and still they can't speak our language. "I was racing with my friend," she answered politely. "We have races at school every Friday, and I want to do well, so I..." Her voice trailed away, the sentence unfinished. "Don't talk so much," she told herself. "Just answer them. That's all." She glanced back. Ellen was motionless on the sidewalk a few yards behind her. Farther back, Kirsty was still sulking and walking slowly toward the corner. Nearby, a woman had come to the doorway of a shop and was standing silently, watching. One of the soldiers, the taller one, moved toward her. Anna Marie recognized him as the one she and Ellen always called, in whispers, the giraffe, because of his height and the long neck that extended from his stiff collar. He and his partner were always on this corner. He prodded the corner of her backpack with the stock of his rifle. Anna Marie trembled. "What's in here?" he asked loudly. From the corner of her eye, she saw the shopkeeper move quietly back into the shadows of the doorway, out of sight. "School books," she answered truthfully. "Are you a good student?" the soldier asked. He seemed to be sneering. "Yes." "What's your name?"
"Anna Marie Johansson."
"Your friend, is she a good student too?" He was looking beyond her at Ellen, who hadn't moved. Anna Marie looked back too and saw that Ellen's face, usually rosy-cheeked, was pale, and her dark eyes were wide. She nodded at the soldier. "Better than me," she said.
"What's her name?"
"Ellen."
"And who is this?" he asked, looking to Anna Marie's side. Kirsty had appeared there suddenly, scowling at everyone.
"My little sister."
She reached down for Kirsty's hand, but Kirsty, always stubborn, refused it and put her hands on her hips defiantly.